I would imagine, Pratt, good to have you with us once again. There's a concert coming up with the Cincinnati World Piano Competition, the 60th anniversary concert, this Saturday night, the 30th, at UC's College Conservatory of Music in the Corbett Auditorium there. How is this put together? Can you tell us who the performers will be?
Yeah, this concert came about as a way to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the organization, and we thought we would really also celebrate the woman who got it all started, who was Gloria Ackerman. We thought a great way would be to have some of the more distinguished laureates of the competition perform. Really kind of the first one, I forget what year that she won, Angela Chang, won the WPC, as it was called at the time, and then won the Rubinstein competition, and I think Montreal as well. But like super, really major competitions, and has gone on to a very distinguished career. And so almost in a way you'd say this was a leaping off point for her professionally. And then one of the most famous things that people know about competitions is a lot of times the second prize winner could have easily been the first prize winner. And Daria is a case of that, because she went on to win the Concert Artists Guild auditions, which provide early career management and concert opportunities. And she's had some wonderful opportunities with Valery Gergiev, San Francisco Symphony, Michael Tilson Thomas, and is developing a great career of her own. And she's a more recent, so we have a little bit from the very beginning of the competition and a more recent time of the competition, but people that are, you know, really active in the concert world and where the competition played a big part of their success. And then the competition and the CSO and CCM thought it'd be great if I played as well. So with a big twist of my arm, I agreed to play.
It's pretty cool playing with the CSO. They're one of the best bands out there, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a little while. I mean, I played with this orchestra first in 1994, which was 2 years into my career. So it's been great to have such a long and wonderful relationship with the orchestra where, you know, in 94, I didn't live here in Cincinnati.
Can you tell us about the program? What pieces will be performed?
So we have a really kind of interesting program, Ravel G Major Concerto, which is kind of a light piece in a way, but it has a really soulful middle movement with a kind of jazzy element to it rhythmically. Actually, in the first and second movement, there's some really just glorious melodies and really kind of almost mournful, but really, really powerfully beautiful, soaring lines. And then we have the Strauss Burlesque, which is a piece that's not played all that often, you know, like the only work that Strauss wrote for piano and orchestra. And it's a really tremendous piece, full of everything that, you know, Strauss is famous for, and a really great piece pianistically as well. And then I'll be closing the program with the Brahms First Piano Concerto.
Is that a piece you've played many, many, many times?
I have played the Brahms many, many, many times. It was a piece that actually, for my competition career, I played, and I guess it was in the semifinals of the Nuremberg competition, which was the competition that was the springboard for my career. And the Brahms Concerto is a piece that I played last week in Greensboro with the Eastern Music Festival Symphony.
I see and hear from conductors who have conducted the same piece, well, perhaps as many as 100 times, and they many times say they always try to bring something new to it. If you play the Brahms Concerto, how do you approach it after you've done it so many times?
It's an interesting thing to say, to bring something new to it, because it's sort of always something new just shows up, you know, something new just comes. On the other hand, during my Festival of the Art of the Piano, one of the masterclass teachers was John Perry, and he was talking about, you know, how sometimes students will try to do something different on the repeat or try to do something different. He's like, you know, you brush your teeth every day. Do you decide to do something different each time you brush your teeth? You know, are you gonna hop on one leg this time or whatever? Like, you still do a good job brushing your teeth. You know, brushing your teeth isn't necessarily an artistic endeavor. But he did sort of make the point that you don't have to try to do something. It's going to be different just by the fact that it's happening again, and no two things, no events happen exactly the same way kind of ever. As I study the piece, every time I come to the piece, I study it. And I can't say as if new, but I do study it looking for what I may have missed over 20 years. And there's always something. And it's one of these things that always amazes me is what manner of genius these composers are, that there's so many levels and layers of complexity and depth and integration to their thinking about organizing music so that it moves us. sometimes it seems like minutia, but they add up through the course of a piece to make a really organic whole. And, you know, the moment that you kind of think, well, you're overthinking it, then you see something or hear something or discover something that's like, of course, this isn't overthinking at all. This is how they thought and how they, you know, crafted this piece to move people for all time. So it's an incredible piece of music, whether played for the first time or the 15th or the 100th. So it's a real joy for me.
We're chatting with Artistic Director of the Cincinnati World Piano Competition with the 60th anniversary concert coming up this coming Saturday night in a hall that I absolutely love. I love the Corbett Auditorium. Could you talk a little bit about what it's like performing in the Corbett?
I'll tell you about my history with Corbett. Well, with CCM, in fact, back in 94, I had taught a master class at CCM, and I was kind of like, man, this place is kind of, you know, I didn't see Corbett. I didn't know what it looked like, but I just did not have the greatest impression of the physical plant of CCM at the time. And when I came for the job interview in 2004, I was a little bit like, let's see what's going on. I was all of a sudden, you know, this glorious, beautiful facility. I'm getting a tour of the concert halls and Corbett foremost among them, this really beautiful hall. And so, it wasn't until after, I was hired that I played there. And it's a really, really gratifying space to make music in. It's really kind of the best way to say it. It's aesthetically beautiful. It's acoustically beautiful. And, I always look forward to the opportunities to play there.
It's been real nice catching up with you. I really thank you for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. And look forward to seeing everybody at the concert.
This coming Saturday night, 7:30 is concert time at the Corbett at CCM over at UC. Artistic Director of the Cincinnati World Piano Competition, who will be performing on that concert, Awadajan Pratt. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.